Welcome back. It's a Thursday, the 23rd day of June 2022. I'm your host, Mark Hall, and I'm going to start off the show a bit differently today with an announcement that's actually a warning as well. It builds on things that I've been talking about now for months, I think have been beyond obvious, and that is that the Biden regime, and more importantly, those who are pulling the strings, intend to destroy the country. And one of the ways to do that, as a matter of fact, you can destroy the entire world economy, is to completely undermine the ability of products to move and people to move via diesel. As a matter of fact, diesel is literally the lifeblood of the world economy. It provides farmers with the things they need to plant and to harvest food, truckers with the ability to move the food, and for that matter, everything else that needs moving, rail, airplanes, you name it, generators, backhoes, excavators, construction equipment. So much of the world economy runs on diesel. So if you really want to destroy the world economy, hey, what better to do than to price diesel through the roof and make sure that truckers don't even have the diesel that they need to move the diesel for the rest of the economy. But wait, the brilliant minds that are behind destroying the economy and pulling the Biden puppet strings have been hard at work, and they've come up with yet another plan. But now you've probably heard about DEF, a brilliant ruse that basically amounts to urine. I guess you're supposed to say urea, or diesel exhaust fluid, DEF, that Big Brother mandated be put in all diesel engines since about 2008. Its primary function, honestly, seems to be to reduce gas mileage dramatically in vehicles that are mandated to use it. And of course, if they can't get it and it's going through the roof like everything else nowadays, then eventually they won't run at all. How clever. We're already seeing stories like this one, Arsenio Hall and Natural News, about how so many truckers are now being forced to abandon their vehicles and leave the industry. As an obvious result, used truck auction prices are dropping, it says. That's not all. Freight market is cooling off, and the rate at which prices are falling is occurring almost as rapidly as they rose to record-breaking highs over the last year, leaving many operators stuck with overpriced equipment they can no longer afford to operate. But now they face the double whammy of higher fuel prices, DEF shortages, and the story we're getting ready to talk about right now. Although most of them haven't yet heard about this part of it. From Mike Adams in Natural News, Red Alert, he says, the entire U.S. supply of diesel engine oil, generally 15W40 if you're curious, may be wiped out within 8 weeks, and thus no more oil until 2023 due to what is called force majeure of additives, chemical shortages.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
They've confirmed this, he says. It's not merely a rumor. And according to information that he relates, chemical manufacturers of diesel engine oil additives have declared force majeure and have now ceased supply operations to the manufacturers of diesel engine oil, which combine base oils with additive packages to create the oils that the diesel engines need. There's a full list of the things included in that category, including anti-corrosion agents, antioxidants, dispersing additives, anti-rust mechanisms, friction modifiers, EP additives, anti-foaming agents, and so on. But without them, diesel engine oil manufacturers simply can't produce the final oil products that are needed to lubricate and thus run diesel engines. Almost like there's a war having been declared on the lifeblood of the world economy, isn't it? Because key manufacturers have now ceased operations, diesel engine oil apparently can't be manufactured any longer, at least for now, in the United States. And that means, whoops, there's going to be a major shortage within just 4 to 8 weeks. And if you think it was bad, folks, when people couldn't get toilet paper, imagine when they can't get anything. Until maybe, if they're lucky, and maybe, if America gets rid of the communists, sometime in 2023. Bicinopec, notes Adams, had a warning up on their website, but oops, once the word started to get out, they removed that. We can probably guess what happened there. And let's not forget, all of this is on top of other things we've already been talking about. Major crude oil producers have postponed planned maintenance all the way back to 2020 because of the plandemic. Now, some of them are shutting down to carry out critical maintenance activities, further reducing global supply. Others are just being shut down because, well, we can't have things like that anymore. And if you've been paying attention, folks, you know that all kinds of things seem to be coming together to produce what's been called the perfect storm. Except this one was clearly geoengineered. From there, let's move to those responsible and are now dancing on the grave of global food production and, of course, global energy production. Their sock puppets been busy reading from the teleprompter of late. Let's tune in for as much as we can stand. This is the CCP Biden puppet via town hall and TGP.
So for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America,
Well, A, you ain't seen nothing yet, and B, hey, that's only a part of our multi-pronged plan.
So for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine? Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin? Are you saying that we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe?
How about we'd rather have Putin in Ukraine than Biden's iron fist up America's tailpipe? But true to form, the puppeteers need a scapegoat, and they're not above occasionally letting Biden let it slip out if he can keep to the script and parrot the truth.
And we're investing almost $100 billion in public transit and rail. For all the studies show that it will take millions of cars off the road and significantly reduce pollution if there's a serious transportation system available.
And even though we all know there won't be a serious transportation system available, we are intending to price you out of your car anyway. You should have figured that out by now. Your host has suggested for the better part of 2 years now that it's pretty obvious they really do want you dead. They're working hard on that front. They've got Dr. Mengeles like Tony Fauci and Peter Daszak and a whole host of other communist Chinese-related traitors working hard on that score and profiting wildly in the process. Trouble is, like maggots on a corpse, the truth just keeps on bubbling up. Here are a couple of more stories, adding on to the pile to make that point. The risk-benefit ratio of the so-called vaccines is negative. Gee, who could have thought it? According to a new paper from Stanford, UCLA, and others, this is courtesy of Steve Kirch, although Peter Doshi is the author of the paper, which he says puts my status as a misinformation spreader in serious jeopardy. They may actually have to come out and start calling me a truth teller soon. The preprint paper is entitled Serious Adverse Effects of Special Interest Following mRNA Vaccination, SICK, in Randomized Trials, and it was written by a team of highly credible authors now undergoing peer review, and it points out, here's a shocker, folks, that the vaccines carry more risk than any alleged benefit. He calls it a big whoop, because, of course, that's not what the Centers for Death and Control and the Federal Death Agency have been saying. It's really embarrassing for them that others are now starting to discover, and even point out, what he, like Steve Kirsch, your host, and a whole host of others, far better doctors than anybody working for the federal three-letter agencies, have been warning about for at least that long. Don't expect the Wastery Media Notes to cover this, much less even ask any questions, because by now you ought to know that's not the way it works. The way it works is that having failed and killed a whole lot of kids, among arguably millions of others at this point, the FDA votes unanimously to kill even younger kids, this time around too, and 49 out of 50 states are lining up to say, yeah, we want them dead. It's not enough to abort them pre-birth and then post-birth. We want to kill them as soon as they turn 6 months, and don't worry, we'll close that gap soon enough. I'll say it again, folks. If this stuff doesn't make you angry, you're either already dead or not paying attention. Related item from Global Research, a study, another one, has found that deaths among athletes are 1,700% higher than expected since the advent of the COVID-1984 Cyclone B poison poke, not vaccinations. If you know anything about statistics, and that, of course, would exclude you from being a national news reporter, much less a member of the FDA's advisory panel, you know that that is statistically not just unlikely or even unbelievable, but outright damning. And on this score, the background statement is kind of interesting. The sudden death of athletes under 35 years of age engaged in competitive sports is a well-known occurrence. The incidence is higher in athletes than in non-athletes by 2.5 to 1, which itself ought to raise eyebrows. And the cause is cardiovascular in over 90% of cases. Yeah, there's another cause, too. And finally, they do actually get around to saying it. Why have we seen such a dramatic increase? The answer most likely lies in the introduction of the mandates, your host put that word in there, of an experimental injection alleged to protect against COVID-19 disease, but instead which caused untold damage to the immune system and cardiovascular problems. A study of 556 patients who received either the Pfizer or Moderna, I'm going to change one word in here, instead of vaccines, I'll insert Cyclone B poison pokes, shows that signs of cardiovascular damage soared following the second injection. And the rate of heart attacks and severe coronary problems more than doubled after the vaccines were administered based on changes in the markers for inflammation and cell damage. But wait, there's even more. Heart damage is ubiquitous, the story continues, throughout the vaccinated population, and the damage is being diagnosed in multiple ways. Acute cardiac failure rates are now 475 times the normal baseline rate in VAERS. Tachycardia rates are 7,973 times the baseline rate. Acute myocardial infarction is 412 times the baseline rate. But wait, there's more. The rates of internal hemorrhage, peripheral artery thrombosis, coronary artery occlusion are all over 300 times the baseline rate. Fully vaccinated people, those duped or coerced into taking the poison poke, and it turns out guinea pigs do, in fact, die a whole lot of the time, are suffering like never before. And let me make one more observation, folks. These are still early returns. You ain't seen nothing yet from the long-term effects. If you're not angry, I'll say it again, you have not been paying attention. And in fact, they intend to kill you. Here next, a story that's so quick it's almost more of an observation. And I actually heard this one on the radio earlier today while I was milking the goats about first how Reuters was telling not too long ago gullible people that no, it's a conspiracy theory that the vaccine could possibly impact male fertility. Now there's another study out, one of a number of them as it turns out, that have said that among sperm donors in particular, we've observed a decrease in motility of male sperm and sperm counts as well, i.e. it impacts male fertility. Now your host not only called BS on this quite a while ago, folks, I told you why, and I think the reason really rings especially true today. How do we know that the claim that the vaccine couldn't possibly impact male fertility was an outright bald-faced lie? Because it was based on tests that hadn't been done. Actually, it kind of makes you suspect that the only thing that actually was done was the bribes. Bottom line is this, anytime somebody tries to tell me, without any actual evidence, that something couldn't possibly happen, or that what I want you to do couldn't possibly cause a problem, just do it because I tell you to, you'd better be really skeptical, especially if you realize that you're the guinea pig for the long-term testing that hasn't been done. The actual story is this, courtesy of Alex Berenson and a peer-reviewed paper at the journal Andrology, also courtesy of Joe Hoft and TGP, which shows large decreases in sperm counts among men who were duped into taking the second dose of Pfizer's mRNA Cyclon B poison poke. Based on counts from men who donated sperm to three fertility clinics in Israel, the finding, it says, is devastating, medically and politically, because it cuts to the heart of the hottest button question of all about mRNA poison injections, whether they have hidden fertility risks. And you knew all along that was part of the plan, didn't you? This has simmered, he says, since early 2021, following reporting that data showed the shots had caused excess miscarriages in rats, and of course later in humans. Other reports showed that measurable amounts of vaccine reached the ovaries and testes in lab rats, or people that are being treated as lab rats. And ever since that time, listen to this bit of a misnomer. Fact checkers and public health authorities have dismissed and mocked, yes, it's a conspiracy theory because it's true, anyone who dares to raise them and doesn't get banned in the process. Berenson himself mentioned that Reuters article, December 2021, where they claimed there was no evidence at all that male fertility was affected or could possibly be affected by COVID vaccines. And now we see yet again a conspiracy theory is fact. And he makes this point. The tactic of demonizing, silencing, and literally destroying any researchers who try to go against the official narrative has not only become commonplace, it's a response to the overwhelming political pressure to hide the deepening crisis around the safety and efficacy of the Cyclon B injections, and I might even call these things vaccines, as you probably know, that have now been given to over a billion, with a B, human guinea pigs worldwide in the biggest mass bioweapon experiment in all of human history. If there was ever a war crime, folks, deserving of mass executions of those responsible, and so adjudicated, of course, if we ever do again see a Nuremberg-like trial setting, you're never going to find a better example. Or so at least we should hope and pray, because you know darn well they're working on it, don't you? From there, I have to go to an obviously related set of stories, and in this case, we'll introduce it with a piece from Communist Canada, where in Saskatchewan, a senior Canadian Christian pastor has alleged that public health officials, SICK, have offered his church $50,000 if they agree to, what, yeah, push so-called vaccine confidence to his parishioners. If you're willing to kill them, we'll give you some bucks for it. In a video posted online June 12th by Diverge Media, Senior Pastor Robert Dubois of the Northeast Christian Fellowship in Melfort, Saskatchewan, Canada, made that shocking claim to a crowd. But he noted, for a church, it was only $50,000. Quote, you could actually get another $100,000 for promoting vaccines out of a nonprofit. I guess the larger point here, folks, is if you step back and realize that, yes, they really are trying to kill you. Yes, they pretty much have succeeded, past tense, in destroying the economy. And once they can destroy diesel fuel and the ability to even ship food nationwide, there'll be millions more right there on the death rolls. So it shouldn't be surprising at all that once people wake up and realize what's already been done to them, past tense, they just might be angry enough to go and kill some of those responsible. So it's damnably important that they make sure they're disarmed before they wake up. Case in point, a couple, three or four stories here. First one from the NRA, ILA, treachery, they say. Oh, wait a minute, this is the NRA. They're expected to say that. The White House has moved to strangle the U.S. ammunition supply. The Biden regime is taking behind-the-scenes steps, it says, to further strangle the already constricted and increasingly highly hyperinflated market for ammo in the United States. This time, they want to reduce the commercial production of 5.56 or 223 ammo, the kind that is used by the Booga, dreaded AR-15, among many, many others, by over 30%, which would dramatically reduce the availability of ammunition for what is America's far and away most popular rifle. And also, of course, for that very reason, the one most targeted by the anti-Second Amendment totalitarian Maoist Stalinist Bidenists. This story and a whole bunch of others, including Tucker Carlson, have quoted Larry Keene, general counsel and senior VP of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a leading trade association as well, which said that the, quote, U.S. military is actively considering shutting down the sale of such ammo from Lake City, a major plant originally established by Remington in Independence, Missouri, to the commercial market. Now, the idea is the military buys a whole lot of this ammo, and since they want the production to be able to be ramped up in the event that the Biden regime is successful in starting World War III, kind of makes sense that they would keep their production lines active. Except the problem is they do that by selling to the commercial, i.e. American citizen market. And the Biden regime doesn't want that. They may want World War III, but they'd really rather have a whole lot of Americans dead. So they're more than willing to shut down the military's access to ammo that they don't want the civilians to have either. I guess if you think about it, all of that fits together pretty well, doesn't it? Related stories, plural. Between March and June, says a piece from Natural News, quoting Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, the IRS, the enforcement arm of the unconstitutional money-printing Federal Reserve, spent a whole lot of money purchasing ammo for some unknown reason. And you probably knew this. While Big Brother doesn't want American citizens to be allowed to keep and bear arms, they're more than happy to have Big Brother's three-letter agents do it en masse. Here's another one from the same source. Detailed information about just how many rounds of 223 ammunition the Department of Aktung Homeland Security is right now in the process of purchasing has been deliberately hidden from public view. Who could have thought it? InfoWars reports that a document posted at fedbizops.gov has clearly blacked out with a marker the sections that indicate the quantities of ammunition purchased with your tax dollars. But within the past 6 months, DHS has been known to have stockpiled more than 1 billion rounds of ammo on top of what they already have. It's, of course, illegal for them to do this, but hey, since when has that even slowed them down? This latest purchase, though, says the piece, has more people than ever questioning what the eerie Nazi SS-like agency is up to now with its blatant censorship, secrecy, and, of course, attempts to, well, two things, folks, disarm the American people and then price them out of the ammunition market, first by making sure that it's not available, and second, by buying up whatever is so that they can't have it. So yeah, let's summarize what we've talked about so far today and then summarize a little bit more as we go to the break with a bit of a blast from the past. Big Brother wants you dead. Big Brother has been trying to kill you with the poison poke. Big Brother doesn't want you to have fuel or food or anything that you might need to survive. And finally, Big Brother, once you figure it out, wants to make sure that you're not able to do anything about it because guess what else they've got planned? Speaking of which, that seems to go double for the marionette-in-chief, the imposter occupying the Oval Office. The official spokeslayer, Karine Jean-Pierre, on Tuesday said the Biden regime is looking at other executive actions when it comes to infringing the hell out of what's left of the Bill of Rights, and particularly the right to keep and bear arms. Quote, it's an epidemic, she said, the gun violence we're seeing across the country. Virtually always your host notes in gun-free killing zones, and more often than not, with all kinds of suspicious other things going on as well. And we have to do something! We have to take efforts to act to protect our kids, unquote. And I gotta pause, take a deep breath, and admit, folks, that when I hear scumbags like this talk about protecting kids, it's downright infuriating, because of course they want to abort as many of them as possible before they get to be kids. These are the same people that want to kill them in mass, poison poke them, and then make damn sure that they're in gun-free killing zones so that they can have their way with them. And that's when they're not trying to groom them and mutilate their sexual organs or inject them with hormones. With apologies to Mark Twain, there's liars, there's damn liars, and then there's these people. Anyway, she continued, quote, we're looking at other executive actions that we can possibly do. Meanwhile, the Biden Fuhrer was ad-libbing on the South Lawn, sans teleprompter, and it showed, saying he wants to do all kinds of unconstitutional things like ban high-caliber weapons. And he doesn't even seem to know that 9mm isn't one of those. But that was really kind of the least of his, I'm going to call it outright what it is, idiosities. Because some of these things were just plain too stupid to be lies.
And they showed me an x-ray. He said a 22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lung, and we can probably get it out, maybe able to get it, and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body.
Wow, even Quentin Tarantino movies don't show that. This guy's a blithering idiot. Why, he's almost as ignorant about guns as he is the Constitution.
It makes no sense to be able to purchase something that can fire up to 300 rounds.
Okay, well, that makes no sense. But at least it's not quite as asinine as the claim that a 9mm bullet will blow a lung clean out of a body.
So the idea of these high-caliber weapon is of there's simply no rational basis for it in terms of about self-protection, hunting. Remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed.
Actually, once again, he's a damned liar, because you could. Thomas Jefferson had a cannon at Monticello, just to make the point. On the scale of lies, though, this is kind of interesting. He was basically asked, why doesn't he just outlaw guns? And like everything else he's done, simply ignore the Constitution and do it by executive order.
I can do the things I've done, and any executive action I can take, I'll continue to take. But I can't outlaw a weapon. I can't, change the background check. I can't do that.
I can rig an election. I can destroy an economy.
And my whole career I've been doing it.
Evidently, though, when the regime really wants to pull out the stops and tell Americans what they really have planned and go way beyond the Second Amendment isn't absolute, hell, it doesn't really matter at all anymore, neither does your right to life, liberty, and especially property, well, they turn to people like Beto O'Rourke.
I just took the position that may not be politically popular, maybe too honest, that not only should no one be able to purchase an AR-15 or an AK-47 because they're designed to kill humans, and that high-impact, high-velocity round will just tear up everything inside. You'll bleed out before we can get you back to life. But I don't think that the people who have them right now in civilian use should be able to keep them.
See, that's at least honest, or as close as these people can get. You peons shouldn't be allowed to own property at all. And we do intend to pry all of it from your cold, dead hands. What we're seeing, folks, is that the closer people get to waking up and realizing on how many fronts they're attempting to do this and what the plans really are, the more important it is that they move ever faster to make sure first that you can't travel and then that you be disarmed so that the only ones that can travel will come to you and do the rest. If you're not awakened at this point, time is running really, really close to out. So be aware, make sure you know who you serve, and most of all, may Yahuwah bless you and yours.